Nicely with Martin Bester.
So, Sasha Feinberg Ngomez Zulu is a flyer from the Stormers. Got his first cap for the Springboks against Wales, and it was a dream start. He put over a very, very long kick, which is just, that's BMT, man. That is confidence. That is skill right there. His dad, Nick Feinberg, joining us on the line this morning. Nick, how's it? Good morning. From what I believe to be a pretty stormy Cape Town, right?
I'm looking out the window now, actually for the first time from my house, because we're working from home at the moment, just to check if there's trees still available for birds and electricity available for... Yeah, it seems to be reasonably okay, but it's been devastation down there, actually. The poorest people get hit the hardest. Yeah. Flooding, shacks down, and anyway, it's not good.
No, I know. It's been terrible to see it unfold. So sorry about that. Just to start off, I feel increasingly incredibly stupid. I only made the connection when I saw some pictures online, on social media. I've known Nick for many, many years. He works for our sister station in Cape Town. Heart of him. I know him as a sharp, witty, funny guy.
Yeah. Oh, carry on.
A great lover of sport. And now, of course, the country also knows you. And how does that feel, that the country now knows you as the father of Sasha?
I've been on radio probably over 25 years. And I had a small public profile from that. But now I'm completely sort of redundant, and I'm just known as Sasha's dad. There's no more Nick. In fact, in the office, I'm called SD for short. So, yeah, it's been a weird one. So, you know, in the old days when I used to be out with the kids and, you know, maybe in a restaurant or something, and occasionally someone would come up and want a photo or something with me. Now it's absolutely reversed. I go out with Sasha, you can hardly sit and have a meal. You know, everyone's all over him, and been a wild one.
Congratulations, just from all of us. You must be so incredibly proud. He's such a great young player. And of course, when he had that first cap, when he played for the first time, were you watching at home?
I actually managed to get myself across to Twickenham. I mean, you know, I had to be there to see that and to witness that. Unfortunately, because the Springbok squad is only announced about four or five days before the actual game, I had to wait to know that he was in it before I booked a ticket. So I had to go on a crazy journey to get to London, paid huge money to get there as well, which was a bit of a pain. Managed to get there. After the game, he jumped into the stand and gave me a hug and stuff, and it was kind of like my whole world seemed like it was worthwhile for once.
Sasha obviously played for the Stormers, yeah. Now for the Springboks. How's he taking all of this in? Because so young, how old is he?
He turned 22 in February.
It's just,
so yeah, he's still a kid.
Yeah, so young, it's just instant fame, you know, playing for the Springboks and being so good. I mean, that was a masterful, that was an impressive
that
start.
That penalty.
Right?
Yeah, he made his entrance.
That penalty was everything.
It really was. And I mean, without getting into detail, I'm not sure he was meant to be doing that. But, you know, when I asked him about it afterwards, he said, "Dad, you know, I bang those over easily." So he took that upon himself to do. And I think it was a bit of a gamble 3 minutes into your international debut to take on a pretty big kick. But, you know, he planted it and gamble worked. If he had missed it, Russie probably would have been pissed off with him. So, but, you know, he's full of confidence. For me, when I watch him play, he doesn't look any different on the field for the box as he did for his school or for Western Province or, you know, along the line. He takes it all in his stride, which I found quite unbelievable. You know, he hasn't got huge nerves before a big occasion or whatever, and I think because of that he's able to do things like take on a penalty or a big kick and play his normal game.
We'll get back to Nick in a moment.
You're with your Roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Ek glo dat ek weer môre Springbokke teen Ierland in Durban. On the bench is Sasha Feinberg and Ngomez Zulu. He had a fantastic debut against Wales a couple of weeks ago. Slotted over that in a huge penalty. Just a confident young guy. If you're a Stormers fan, you probably would be very familiar with him, or if you follow local rugby as well. On the line, his dad, Nick Feinberg, joining us from Cape Town this morning.
Yeah, Nick, and as Martin mentions, in the Stormers, up against Marnie Libbok, Andre Pollard for the box. These are experienced campaigners, and for Russie to put so much confidence in a young player to back him, that's pretty special.
I've always been a massive fan of Rusty. I'm a bit of a fanboy. You know, and I often say, like, he's done more for this country than most of politicians, or barring Madiba. He's done so much for this country. And I'll just give you one example. So I think about a week or 2 weeks before Sasha was supposed to go away on a Springbok camp about 2 years ago, he was playing in a URC game, I think at Athlone Stadium, and he broke his hand. And it was his first call-up for the Springboks. He broke his hand, so he couldn't make the Springbok camp. And then a couple of days later, Rusty, like, gave him a call personally, you know, just phoned him up and said, "Hey, Sash, don't worry about the hand. Let it heal. You know, let it take its time. Don't rush to get back. You're going to get your opportunity." And I think that just took Sasha out of his depression. Well, he wasn't depressed, but out of the disappointment, I should say. And that's the kind of guy Rusty is. He didn't have to call him up. And I just think he's an incredible man. And, you know, like when you watch Chasing the Sun, you know, you can see when the guy gets emotional. He's a genuine fella, and I think he's, for me, a hero of South Africa.
The other man I'm sure who would have played a huge part is John Dobson. He's been on our show, and we give him a hard time whenever the Storms play. But what a man. He has this way with particularly young players, and I know he gets personal. He calls them, he visits them, he goes to their houses. Your experience of Dobbo?
Exactly what you're saying, all of the above. So he's really on it and just really personal and involved in people's lives. And the thing is with Sasha, obviously he's joined the Storms at a very young age, and where he wasn't anyway physically up for really sort of, I don't think by the time he was 20 he wasn't big enough to play at 12 or whatever. So Dobbo's been very careful with what he's done with him and blooded him in slowly. And I think he's done a fantastic job. And I've just, I mean, I don't know enough about rugby, but I've just, you know, said to myself, you've got to have faith in these guys. And so far, I mean, look what's happened with Sasha. It's kind of been a meteoric rise, hasn't it? From, you know, his first game in the URC to becoming a URC champion into the Springboks. I mean, it's been fantastic. So, yeah, Dobbo's been amazing. Wonderful character, you know, lovely man to be around to have a drink with.
So the ultimate step up and the ultimate final question is then obviously, when will Sasha sign with the Bulls? 2026, 2025, when do you think?
When can he play at Loftus?
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, you know, anything can happen, as you know. And I'll tell you what, there's obviously been, you know, over the last maybe 5 years, there's been so many offers, people coming from the UK, from various clubs, etc., and anything can happen. But I think he's really, really happy at the Stormers. And, you know, he signed a 3-year contract about 6 months ago or 5 months ago. And I think that's where he's going to be for the immediate future.
Just really want to see you in a Bulls jersey at Loftus. Yeah, okay. I'm like, really, I can see it.
This would be special.
I think it'll be special. It'll be a special day for you. Nick, most generous of you, please send our congratulations, our support, our love to Sasha and the rest of your family. All the best with what's to come.
Thank you all for such kind words, and thanks for the opportunity to have a chat. It's been really lovely. And take care, and sorry about the Bulls, mate.
What do you mean? They won the SA Shield.
Yeah.
You?
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, these Stormers. Nick Feinberg there, the dad of Sasha Feinberg and Ngumi Zulu, who's on the bench tomorrow for the Springboks. Made his debut a couple of weeks ago against Wales. Go Booker. Go look at that video. Oh, man, it's just cool. So when Nick was in the stands at Twickenham, when Sasha made his debut for the Booker, after the game, Sasha ran up into the stands.
Oh, man.
Got kissed all over his face by his dad. And just, you can just see the love and the pride. Have a look at that video. It's on our social media. Volg ons, gaan kijk, gaan deel. Dis daar nou.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.